Hey, Dave, you've been around the game a long time here. Can you maybe just put into perspective just how impressive what we've seen from Connor and what this milestone kind of signifies for him?
Well, I think what it does, it solidifies he's one of the top players to ever play the game. And the level that he's played at this year and just what he's accomplished is it's one of those years that, you know, when you look at Wayne or you look at Mario and you know, it's one of those years where he's taken his talents to another level that is just elite for the league. We were just talking about it in there with the coaches, and like we're talking about the last month he's had and how many points he's had. And then somebody said, you got to remember, this is the NHL. It's the best league in the world. And this is a player that gets checked harder than any other player in the league. I guarantee you, every team comes in here and talks about how they're going to check him and how they want to keep him off the board. And he still does what he does, which is, it's an amazing, amazing feat what he's doing.
There was a lot of talk from the team in recent days. Like, Connor hasn't wanted to talk a lot about this. But the team seemed to really want to get this done for him as well. Can you maybe just speak to, you know, what that says about him and the way they feel about him? And it feels like it was kind of this whole team pulling to get this.
Well, I think it speaks to the respect that he has from the other players of, you know, his leadership and how hard he works. But it also speaks to the players are appreciative of what he does for our team. You know, he drives our team. You know, he's involved in the game every night, and it's you know, they're appreciative of that. They respect him a ton. They respect him as a person and his talent, and I think they're thankful, you know, that he's willing to put it on the line every night to help us win.
Jim Matheson, Post Media.
Dave, the other day Wayne Gretzky was talking in about Connor's 100-point race, and he said the most amazing thing for him is not that he's going to get 100 points, that he's so far ahead of everybody else. Yeah. Do you look at it that way too? I mean, Draisaitl, Leon's having an excellent year. He's got 79 points. He's 21 points behind Connor. And the other two guys in Toronto are 35 points behind Connor.
That just speaks to the magnitude of the year he is having. And it is remarkable. Like, to distance yourself from elite players in the league is something that really... It's a special, special year. Like, you don't see this very often. And it's something that adds to the aura of what he's doing.
And how would you have checked Connor McDavid when you were a very good defensive forward?
Well, the game is a lot faster now. When I used to have to check Wayne all the time, it seemed like it was slower. But his speed of... You know, his skating speed and his hand speed are just phenomenal. I don't think one player can check a guy like that anymore. You have to have a whole concept against him. And even with that, you have a hard time doing it. So those elite players, they find a way to have an impact on the game. And he's certainly in that class.
Terry Jones, Post Media.
Yeah, David, what's the... did Connor kind of do the team a favor by getting it over tonight so you could get back to the focus on getting the team prepared for the playoffs? And with that in mind, how do you plan to use him the last three games?
Well, we talked about it tonight after the game. We have to continue to prepare our team for the playoffs. And we go to Montreal, and Montreal still got lots to play for, so there'll be real competitive games for us. But Connor's like the rest of it. We want to continue to push our game forward. I think Connor's probably relieved that you know, the 100 factor is behind him, and just he can concentrate on preparing for the playoffs. So that part of it is I think good for him, good for our team. But we our focus, and this has been Connor's focus. Like, it's funny, you know, everybody's talking about the 100 points, but everybody but Connor was talking about it. And he recognizes it's time to get prepared for a hard playoff series, and that's been his mindset. Now, that being said, I think if you ask him, he's probably relieved that it's over with, and let's move on. Let's get on with the business of playoffs.
And as a coach, was that a thrill for you?
it's a thrill and a memory. You know, there's certain times in games that or certain times in seasons where, you know, you look back and say, you know, that was pretty amazing compliment or accomplishment by an elite player. And that's, you know, anytime you can be around that every day, you have to savor that, those thoughts, and just recognize the impact he's had on the hockey world.
Jason Greger, TSN 1260.
Dave, maybe a very random question, but your power play's back to number one in the league, but you've really reduced the amount of shorthanded goals you've allowed this year. Mm-hmm. What's been your difference in not allowing so many shorties this season?
Well, you know what? We got off to a tough start, and it seemed like we'd given up a few, and there was about five or six of them that felt like that they were, you know, we felt like we were doing the right things, and they're bouncing off a skate or going off a shin pad and going in. So, but lately, you know, knock on wood, we've been pretty solid. Jim Playfair does an excellent job with preparing our guys and the structure we want to play. Our goaltenders have been really solid. So, and our players have really bought into what we're trying to do. So, there's still always room for improvement. There's little things that we tweak, you know, all the time. But our guys have just. It's like our power play guys, they have a commitment to be the best in the league, and our penalty kill guys have a real commitment to get that job done too. They're valuable parts of a team, and our players are very committed to doing it right, and I give Jim Playfair a lot of credit, and Gully with the power play, that they do a heck of a job with it.
Yeah, no, sorry, maybe I didn't word it right. I meant your power play gave up a ton of shorthanded goals last year, and this year you have.
I thought you were talking about a penalty kill. Yeah.
No.
No, our power play, well, we gave up a few early, and lately we've been better. It helps when you have the puck all the time.
Daniel Nugent-Bowman, The Athletic.
Dave, this morning you were talking about kind of, you know, Mario Lemieux and some kind of context there with Connor McDavid. And McDavid got to 100 points. He's the fastest guy to do it since Mario Lemieux. Did you ever think, having been a teammate of Mario Lemieux, that somebody could do something like that? Again,
I didn't think much about it going, and then as it's gone on, he's had such a great month lately, and you know it gets talked about a lot. But at the start of the year, when you talk about 56 games, you know, who knows? But with Connor, the sky's the limit. Like, I wouldn't bet against him. If you were to say he wasn't going to get 100, I would say that if I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet against it. But it's not something that we thought about early in the year. Maybe he did, but you'd have to ask him that.
Yeah. With the playoffs coming, I mean, this has to bode well for you, the way he has played in the last several weeks here. Do you get that sense? Do you sense that he is, you know, it's hard to imagine him being any better. Do you get that sense that this is the best kind of opportunity for your team with him playing the way that he is?
Well, he's played very well, and, you know, he recognizes that he's just like everybody else. We want to try to maximize everybody's talent and use it the best we can in a team game. So he recognizes his responsibility just like everybody else does. We've got penalty killers, we've got power play guys, we've got face-off guys. I mean, there's a responsibility that everybody takes to help our team win. And he recognizes that, and obviously his role is a major role in our group.
Last question, Jim Matheson.
Just one, Dave, was it fitting that Connor's 100th point came on a Leon Draisaitl goal?
Somebody mentioned that, yeah. I mean, a typical Leon one-timer, you know, that just is, that goalies have a hard time stopping. So it's, that's probably fitting the way he got it.